sharing Doritos? Can we share the chips?
We're gonna share everything. Everything's gonna be sharing. He's an honorary member for this year. It's okay. Morning, Rabbi. I want to share with you an idea from Parshas Lech Lecha, but it's really, really an idea for life. In my humble opinion, and it's an idea that really, hopefully, will be mechazik us in our lives. Perek Tes Vav begins, Achar HaDvarim Ha'ele, after these matters, come on in, Tzadik. Hayad Dvar Hashem al Avram Machazel Emor, Hashem says to Avram in a vision, Al Tira Avram, don't worry, Anochi Magen Lach, I'll protect you, Schorcha Harbe Mor, we'll see you. Schorcha Harbe Mor, your reward is great. Schorcha Harbe Mor, your reward is great. Avram was worried. Rashi says, Chazal say, Avram was worried. What's going to be? I just got saved miraculously from all these kings. Maybe I lost my merits. No, don't worry, Avram. You're okay. Avram says to Hashem, but what are you going to give me? I'm childless. I have Eliezer. That's all I have. Avram says, Yomar Avram, you didn't give me any children. Who's going to inherit me? Minei Dvar Hashem Elav Lemor. No. He's not going to be your progeny. He's not going to be the one that inherits you. The one that will come out from you. He will be your inheritor. Hashem takes Avram outside. Look up in the heavens. And count the stars if you can. These will be your children. Whatever pshat and that is, I'm sure Olson told you the beautiful word from Meir Shapiro. It was just yesterday. Beautiful word from Meir Shapiro. You know that word?
What?
Told you that word?
It's a famous word.
You know the word?
No.
I told you yes last year probably. I'll tell. This wasn't what I wanted to share with you. I'll tell it to you right now. This is a Gavala de Gavar. What's Kol Yezarecha? So Meir Shapiro, the great Meir Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin, the Abba, the Daf Yomi, never had any children of his own. He actually had one son who he adopted, I think, who passed away. Before he passed away. But he never had any children of his own. But Meir Shapiro, Zatzal, said the following beautiful pshat. Avram went outside, started counting the stars. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hashem says to Avram, your children will be like this also. You can't count the stars. So what are you doing, Avram? Doesn't matter, I'm going to try my best. Hashem said, count, I'm counting. It makes no sense. It's impossible. You can't count the stars. It doesn't matter. We do the impossible in our religion. We're above the law. We're above nature. No one can count the stars. Kol Yezarecha. Your children are going to do things that are going to be, that'll do the impossible. Do the impossible. Kol Yezarecha. That's our Meir Shapiro's pshat in that pasuk. That's not what I wanted to share with you. This is what I wanted to share with you. The last pasuk before Shishi. What does it say? V'ha'amin b'Hashem. Avram believed in Hashem. V'yachsheveha lo tzedakah. And Hashem considered it to be tzedakah. Okay, end of the story. Avram believed in Hashem. And Hashem considered it tzedakah. I both say, what is pshat in this pasuk? Avram believed in Hashem. And Hashem considered it tzedakah. So Rashi says, he trusted in Hashem. Didn't ask him for any sign. When it came to children, what's the tzedakah? Listen to this: Hakadosh Baruch Hu chashava la'Avram l'schus ulitzedakah ala emuna Hashem in bo. Says Rashi, Hashem, Avram believed in Hashem. Hashem said, "Oh, Avram, that's a zchus for you. That's a tzedakah for you. That's one point in Avram's box, so to speak. Avram gets schar. Why? Because he believes in Hashem. About what? That Hashem will give him children." Hashem said you can have children. Avram believed in Hashem. Rashi says, and he gets schar for it. Why? Because he believed in Hashem. You hear Rabbi say? This is how Rashi learns. So far, so good? Stay with me. No, this is not too complicated. You're with me, Moga. Again, Hashem promises Avram children. Avram believes in Hashem. Hashem says, oh, I'm rewarding Avram for that belief in me. Good? Comes along the Ramban and has very, very sharp words on Rashi. Says the Ramban, quotes Rashi, And he writes the following: "Ve'eni mevin ma'as chus azos." What's this chus that Avram has? Lama lo yamin be'elokei iman ruah navi ba'atzma. Why would Avram not believe in Hashem? Why would Avram not believe in Hashem? Avram was a navi. What does navi mean? He knows the future. He has prophecy. So he saw in prophecy that he'll have children also. So what's this chus over here? Why are we giving Avram credit for this? He believed in Hashem. Why would he not believe in Hashem? V'lo ish kel v'yechazev. God doesn't lie. God's true to His word, no? Says Ramban. Listen to these words. U'mi she'emin l'shchodes b'no ha'yochid ha'ov u'sh'ar nisyonos. Avram, who believed in Hashem enough to bring his sacrifice his own son and every other test. Eich lo yamin b'besura tov. How did he not believe in the good news that Hashem said you're going to have children? You hear this? You hear the kasha no man? Abayi say, you hear the kasha no man? One more time. Mogo. Rashi learns, Hashem believes in, Avram believes in Hashem that he'll have a child. Hashem considers that as a chus. Says about what kind of chus is that? What kind of merit is that? Why would Avram not believe in Hashem? Avram believed in Akedah. Avram believed in all the tests. So why are we giving Avram credit for that? Why are we giving him merit for that? So asks the Ramban. And this causes Ramban to learn another pshat. That tzedakah, the Ramban learns, is that what? That Hashem does tzedakah with him to give him a child. That's a whole different pshat. I want to tell you what I think the pshat in Rashi is, to defend Rashi. This is my pshat. This is what I think the pshat is. Please listen carefully. Is it a chiddush for Avram to believe in Hashem? No. You know why it's not? Because listen carefully. Because Avram worked his entire life on his emunah. From the time he was either 3 according to Chazal or 40, very achukas, different opinions. But Avram worked his entire life on emunah. He worked on it. He grinded it out. He clarified it again and again. He made it so clear to him. It became his life's mission. It says in the beginning of the parasha, he came to Canaan. He said, "Vayikra b'shem Hashem." He calls out. It's not only his belief and his family's belief. It's his mission to the whole wide world. Avram worked hard in his emunah his entire life. Listen to what I think the pshat in this Rashi is. You know what? Maybe it's not such a big deal for Avram to believe in this particular thing that Hashem says you're going to have children. But you know what? Hashem says you work on your emunah. Here's the punchline for everybody. You work on your emunah, you're rewarded for that forever. Avram gets merit for working on his emunah, not necessarily now. Maybe now, once he reaches this madriga, it's not such a big deal for him to believe in Hashem that'll give him a child. But Hashem's not saying that. Hashem's saying, you know what? Avram, your belief in me right now is just an outgrowth. It's just a tolda. It's just a result of all of your emunah until now. And therefore, I'm giving you a schar, not just for the trust in me in this. I'm giving you trust in working on your emunah. I'm giving you trust in increasing your emunah. That's what Rashi means. It's not for the emunah for this per se. It's not the emunah for this particular thing that Hashem says, you're going to have a child. It's on working on our faith. You worked on your faith to get to this point, you get reward for that. I think this is the right pshat in Rashi, to defend Rashi from the Rabbi's question. Whether it is or it's not, I'll never know. But I think the message of Osai that we can learn from this idea is extremely, extremely important. That's as follows. Emunah, my friends, is maybe one of the most important things we can have for ourselves in our lives. Maybe one of the most important things. If we really, really genuinely believe in Hashem, in everything, from A to Z in our whole existence, our whole life is a different life. If our emunah is a little bit shaky, if the foundations are not so strong, unfortunately our whole life is going to be very, very iffy and shaky and unclear. Listen to what the Ramban is telling us, what Rashi is telling us. Every single step a person takes, every single move a person makes to increase their emunah is worthy of great schar is recognized by Hashem. Some of us may have been raised with emunah. Some of us, I mentioned probably last year, I'll remind you of a story I told over last year. But it's a machlas, his yurtzeit was this last Shabbos. In the book, Emunah with Love and Chicken Soup, one of the Chashuv and Musar books written in our day, about our Mitzvah, Salah Shalom, talks a lot about her Emunah. At the Shiva, her children said the following thing. I heard it from my own ears. They said, our mother gave us all the tools we need for life. She gave us Emunah. She gave us Tefillah. She gave us the things that we need to get through life. So if your name is Machlis and you were born and raised like a Machlis, Emunah was fed to you when you were fed your chicken soup, when you were fed that's why it's Emunah with chicken soup together. That's how the book is called. It was fed to you with your pizza. It was fed to you with every single part of your existence. So you grew up with Emunah. But not everyone had that zechus. Not everyone has the foundation of having Emunah so clear and so obvious in their lives. Most people need to work on their Emunah and to strengthen their Emunah and to mechazek their Emunah. We're all Bnei Avraham. We're all Avraham's descendants. You think Avraham woke up one morning and said, okay, Hashem must be here and that's it? He had like a flash of lightning and then he just became the greatest believer of all time? No. How did Avraham grow up? What was his father? He was a dealer. What did he deal?
Idols.
Idols.
Probably worse than
drugs. Maybe. Debatable. Kenzai. One of the biggest struggles. Avram's foundation was not exactly Emunah. Avram's foundation was many gods, the gods of the idols. And Avram worked hard and was recognized for everything he did to work on his Emunah. And I both said the charge of what it means to be a Ben Avraham is to work on our Emunah. Emunah doesn't happen by itself. Emunah doesn't just happen. Okay, I wake up. Okay, now I'm a real mammon. Emunah is a process. A Rebbe of Tversky Shlita once pointed out, we have a range in Emunah. We say every single day after davening, Ani Ma'amin, Be'emunah. What does that imply? That the ultimate is Emunah Shlema. But there's also Emunah that's not Shlema. It's also Emunah. There's minimal Emunah. There's baseline Emunah. There's a guy that doesn't need Yom Kippur. Does he believe in Hashem? Yeah. At least for one day a year, he believes in Hashem. One day Yom Kippur. There's a guy that won't eat Chametz on Pesach. That's it. Is he a believer? Sure. Is he an Emunah Shlema guy? No. And then there's Emunah Shlema people. And then there's a big range in between. And the person's job is to try their best to train themselves and to work on themselves to a point where their Emunah becomes a real part of their existence. Chevra, my friends, if we leave Shana Bet without thinking about our Emunah, whenever we walk out of this yeshiva, hopefully at the end of this year, at least June, at least, minimally June, January 10th, my foot. If we leave here without contemplating, oh, is my Emunah getting better? If we never ask ourselves this question, what do I do to improve my Emunah? Very nice idea, Rabbi Shkoyach. How do I do it? How do I improve my Emunah? How do I know where I'm standing in Emunah? How do I work on my Emunah? If we don't have that, so we missed out on a big part of our existence here in Yeshiva. We lost out. How do you work on your Emunah? I'll just tell you two quick suggestions and then we'll call it a Nashon 2.0. Number one is that you think about Hashem's existence and Hashem's kindness to you all the time. That's a big chizuk in Emunah. You think about all the things that Hashem is doing for you all the time. All Hashem's kindness to us all the time. From the morning from the moment we wake up in the morning until the time we go to sleep at night. And everything in between. The yummy iced tea which He created in the world for us to drink, or water, which is an abundance of anywhere we go. The fact that Baruch Hashem we are able to breathe healthfully, fresh air, and eat and sleep, and Baruch Hashem we have families and we have so much going for us, B'li Ayin Hara, that itself th- thinking about that should increase our emunah for sure. That's one. The Rambam mentions another thing. I'll close with this, and it'll be a good segue to second Seder today and the rest of the year. The more a person learns Torah, the more a person sees it and gets to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah means I know that Hashem is there. I appreciate Him. I live with Him. He's real in my life. How do we know God? One is we look at nature. One is we look into our body. We look at all Hashem's kindness. Another thing is we look at Hashem's Torah. Says the Rambam, that's the way to come to love and to fear Hashem. That's the way to internalize Hashem's presence. Look at the Torah, how deep it is. Seches Kiddushin, pshah! What a mesechta! Kiddushin Bal Korcho, Taliyu V'Zavin, the Rashba, other Rishonim, boom, back and forth. Shmak, how deep it is! How deep it is! Kiveger, Shmak, Kiveger, Stipler, Rabbi Chanan. Who?
Hashem Yikom Damo.
Well, let's not say that with such a happy thing. Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yikom Damo. Yeah. Because Hashem should avenge His blood. Above us, we see how beautiful and how deep the Torah is and how refining it is to us. How much it helps shape us. How much it makes us into better people. We came to Yeshiva a year ago. We didn't have that much Torah in our kishkas. Not so much. Some did. Not everyone did. And we see that the more we learn and the more we internalize our learning, the more we become different people, hopefully. How's that happening? It's not only because you're an Eretz Yisrael, it's also because you're an Eretz Yisrael. But primarily it's because of the Torah. You can learn Torah in Chicago also. And you can become a Ben Torah in Chicago too. Yeah, I'll go on record for saying that. You can be a Ben Torah in Chicago also, it's true. Why? Because you have Torah. Because you have Torah. You have the same Torah there. Rabosai, this is the Yisod. Avram Avinu gets rewarded for his emunah not only because he believes now in Hashem, but because he worked on his emunah. And with the best, I'll close with this. Who benefits most from us believing? Who benefits most?
Us.
You know what we get? It's like we're playing Scrabble. And you land on a box in the Scrabble board. What happens? It's double, what's that called? Double or triple? Triple point something score? Yeah, triple point score. If you figure out a word with those letters, you get triple point score. We gain the most from our emunah because we have the emunah to live with it. And what does Hashem say? Not only do we gain from it, but I'm going to reward you for doing what's best for you. Try to stay in your seat. Try not to fall off your chair. Now think of that for a second. It's like jackpot. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. This is for us. Emunah is for us. When we have emunah, we can withstand any situation in life that comes our way. We need it for our spiritual survival. And Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to reward you for doing what's good for you. Pele ploim. We should be zocher abosai to work on our emunah. We should have a wonderful Shabbos. And thank you for coming together. I look forward to meeting you up again soon to see you at the Shmaya. Shkoyach abosai.